You're listening to Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. As you know, living in a swing state means never-ending TV ads, lots of attention from the candidates, and dozens of campaign offices spread all over the state. So you'd hope all that activity would be good news for local economies in Iowa's smaller communities. But it turns out all that spending isn't really trickling down to the local level, even in cities where both campaigns are active.
The purpose of this, training is...
It's a chilly Saturday morning, and volunteers are filing into President Obama's campaign headquarters in Mason City's quaint downtown. Just under 30,000 people live here. It's places like these where the ground game in the presidential election is being fought hard, with volunteers knocking on doors and distributing signs on their candidates' behalf. But does this lead to big sales for businesses? Are busy campaign volunteers spending money on things like office supplies and coffee?
I'm Catherine Fields. I'm the owner of Coffee Cat here in Mason City.
Fields Coffee Shop is around the corner from the Obama campaign office. She gets some traffic from interns, and she sold a few lattes to reporters passing through town to cover political events. But Fields says it's not enough extra business to make a major impact.
I can find that there's a little more traffic on those days. Yeah, later part of the weeks especially, if there's candidates traveling through the North Iowa area.
Ask both campaigns, and they say it's important to have a presence in key parts of Iowa, where polls continue to be tight. But they'll acknowledge they're not exactly bringing in big dollars. Aaron Seidler is communications director for Obama's Iowa campaign, which has 67 offices across the state, many in small towns.
So what we look to do is make sure we have good visibility because we think it's important to have a storefront with signs in the window, lights on, and people working as a good face to the community of this campaign and an easy way for people to come volunteer for the campaign.
The Romney campaign has 13 local offices spread across Iowa. Tom Zold is the Iowa spokesman for the Republican National Committee. He says workers are mostly spending money on food and caffeine.
In Mason City, there's a Jimmy John's that's close to the office, and I know that the staffers there run out to Jimmy John's often, as do the volunteers. They're making calls all day. They want to keep making calls, and they run out and grab a quick sandwich and bring it back.
Neither campaign would let me interview local office staff on tape, but they did let me talk to volunteers, like Darla Connell, a 66-year-old retired John Deere employee. She's among a handful of volunteers, all older women, making phone calls at the Romney office on the day I stopped by.
One of our favorite restaurants is Jimmy John's, and it's new to this community. They have wonderful food and great service.
Of course, Romney has repeatedly referred to the restaurant chain in stump speeches as an example of American success.
We deliver today to the guys out there.
Earlier in the week.
The Mason City Jimmy John's is just down the street from the Romney office. Workers Linda Harder and Leah Biebesheimer say they've taken orders from both campaigns, including Obama's. But does that increase business at the store?
I don't think so. I mean, it's just a regular order.
Well, we need to be careful not to confuse the appearance of economic activity with the reality of economic activity.
Economist David Swenson of Iowa State University says even in battleground states like Iowa, most of the campaign spending goes to TV ads, not small businesses. And Swenson says the handful of local staffers who are on the payroll are trained primarily in one thing.
Organizing, organizing, organizing. And the word organizing means get free labor.
Free labor from local residents who'd be buying things in their towns anyway. In Mason City, I'm Sarah McCammon. Iowa Public Radio News.